Popular TV shows like High School Musical and Glee have helped make singing in school cooler for a lot of American kids. But it can still be tough to convince boys, especially athletic adolescent boys, that it's okay to belt it out. Somehow, though, Roxbury Latin in Boston has done that. It's an independent all-boys school, and more than 50% of its nearly 300 students sing. So WBUR's Andrea Shea wanted to find out why, for them, being a baritone is just as cool as being a football player.
Glee, a quirky, dark comedy, captures the joys of singing in school, but it also amps up the horrific agony that defines adolescence. You know, the search for identity, peer pressure, the relentless drive to be popular. In Glee, singing does not boost your social capital.
High school is a caste system. Kids fall into certain slots. Your jocks, your popular kids, up in the penthouse. The invisibles and the kids playing live action druids and trolls out in the forest, bottom floor.
And where do the Glee kids lie?
Sub-basement.
The show brings back memories for Rob Updike, director of music at Roxbury Latin.
Glee definitely reminds me more of the drama and social chaos of my own high school experience than it does of anything I see on a day-to-day basis here. So it's kind of a nostalgia piece for me.
Flashback to Updike's school days at North Attleboro High. He graduated in 95. Updike says he was a decent athlete, but he excelled in the music department, where he was one of only five boys in a 30-person chorus.
I actually didn't mind the ratio.
At the same time, it meant
I would never be able to ask a cheerleader out on a date. I would never be able to feel as if I had the same social status as the captain of the football team.
So there it is, that enduring conflict between art and sport and all the stereotypes that come with it. But things are different for the boys at Roxbury Latin.
I captain the football team, I play basketball, and I run track and field.
And yes, 17-year-old Josh Rivers also sings. He's one of 15 boys in the Latonics, an a cappella group led by Updike.
So from baritone, second verse, a one, two, three, baritones.
In the school's theater, Updike finesses the boys' sound as they rehearse under spotlights for an upcoming performance. They're really into it, but Rivers, a handsome senior, admits it's taken a long time to let loose on stage. His early quandary mirrors a storyline in Glee featuring a football player who dreads what singing in a club could do to his reputation.
That was what I was facing. I was wondering how much, in terms of like popularity almost, how it would affect me. Like, what would people think of me if I'm, like, singing like this? But then once you actually start doing it, you start to realize that those stereotypes and all sorts of other obstacles are just completely false.
Rivers says his teacher's passion and attitude convinced him to join chorus in the eighth grade. Updike treats the school's singing groups like sports teams, and he's the coach.
You know, it can be a goal-oriented activity, just like scoring more points than the other team in sports competition can be. They actually can use masculine instincts, if you will. They can use the idea of competitiveness and drive and we shall be victorious. They can use that in the arts as well. I try to tap into that.
Another senior, Nelson Tamayo, says it also helps that there aren't any girls around.
I feel like being in an all-boy environment kind of allows us to be a bit more vulnerable. Maybe, whereas if we were singing in a co-ed environment, there's a greater stigma against singing, or it would be seen as more effeminate, and people would be maybe turned off by that.
There may come a day when we have nothing left to say.
More than half of the school's 294 students sing in groups. This falls in line with Roxbury Latin's long-nurtured singing tradition. Most students start at an especially tender, awkward time in 7th or 8th grade with chorus or glee club. This weekend, music director Rob Updike will watch as boys who once feared singing move on.
And it certainly warms my heart every September when I find out and get emails from alumni who have told me they got into such and such a group in college.
And if the boys don't do it in a group, their teacher is confident they'll feel free to sing their hearts out in the car or the shower for the rest of their lives.
All right, from the top,
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Next to you, and you'll be right next to me, and I'll say, girl.